Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechas Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fine, receiving Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Torah Reb Chalafdim Daisa Ish Kfar Chananya Oimer Reb Chalafdim Daisa. He's from Kfar Chananya. He says as follows: Asar Shiyoshim Yoskim B'Torah, 10 that are sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Shrei B'nein. The Shechina is resting among them. Shemar, the pasuk says Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel. Hashem is stationed by an Eda of Kel, and we know that an Eda means 10 people. Now it's important to note that throughout the majority of this Mishnah, the Rav explains it as Dayanim sitting. So here we have the number 10. There we're going to number 5 and 3, so on and so forth, and he explains them all having to do with Dayanim. But in the Mefarshim explains the sitting and learning Torah as the words of the Mishnah indicate. So we continue. Uminayin afil chamisha? How do we know if even 5 people are sitting and learning Torah, or in Din Torah, which is 3 Dayanim and the 2 litigants, then Hashem is there? Shinam Kaz Pasuk says, Vagudasa el Eretz Yisada. Uminayin afil shlesha? How do we know if you just have 3 people sitting and learning Torah, or 3 Dayanim? Shinam Kaz Pasuk says, Bekerel kim yishbait. Uminayin afil shnaim? How do we know if you have even 2 people just sitting and learning Torah, Hashem is still there? Shinam Kaz Pasuk says, Oz nidbru yira Hashem ishoriyeu vayakshu Hashem vayishma vagaymer. And here the pasuk is telling us Nidbru Yir Hashem Ishor Yehu, that the Yir Hashem speak one man to his friend, and Vayakshem Hashem, Hashem is listening. And when I feel echad, how do you know if you mean one person sitting and learning Torah by himself that Hashem is there? Shemar, because the pasuk says B'chol Amakam Asher Azkir Hashmi Avay Alecha Rechticha, every place that my name shall be mentioned, I shall come to you and bless you. And here, when a person sitting and learning, that's Hashem's name being mentioned. On to Mishnah Zayin or Blazer Ishbar Taisa Omer, he says Ten Loi Mishaloi Sha'ata V'Shalcha Shaloi, give him from his because you and yours are his. This is referring to a person spending money on Cheftei Shemayim. Dvarim Shel Mitzvah and other things, chesed and whatnot, that a person needs to spend money on. And so Elazar Bar Tais is saying, really, you're giving to Hashem from his own. What does it mean from his own? Well, you belong to Hashem and everything you have comes from Hashem. And so really, you're just giving Hashem something that's his. Emechim David Amir by David HaMelech says, Kimimcha Akol, from you is everything, Umiyotcha Nasanu Lach, and from your hand, it's given to you. So we're really just giving something back to you that is yours. And now going back to discuss Limud HaTorah, Yaakov Emri says, HaMalach B'derech V'Shoina, if a person's going along the way and he's learning, and Umafsik B'Mishnasai, he stops his learning. And he says, Ma noa Elon Zeh, wow, what a beautiful tree. Uma noa Nir Zeh, what a wonderful plowed field. Mal olam akosav kilim schayv benafshoi. The pasuk treats it as if he's chayv misa. What does that mean? That seems very strong. Do you know that a person who's learning Torah, really it has to be be'emu be'ira. It has to be with the real awe of understanding what he's doing, whom he's learning in front of. And if a person has kalos roish, he's lightheaded, he doesn't treat his learning with importance, so it's kilim schayv benafshoi. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he's mahalach baderech, he's going along the way. And usually when you travel along the way, it's very difficult to concentrate. And anyway, it's not the same level of learning like you sitting in a base medrash over a gemara with the kultur around you. Still, even in that situation, if a person stops, it's kilim schayv benafshoi. And an added chiddush is that what's he stopping for? He's not stopping to schmooze about silliness. He's just commenting on a beautiful tree or on a wonderful field. That's neflois habari. So really, he's involving Hashem in everything he's doing. He's learning. He's praising the creations of Hashem. Even in such a case, it's kilim schayv benafshoi because learning Torah takes precedence over everything. And a person has to be extra focused and very much aware of what he's doing when he's learning Torah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.